Miss Fisk, may I speak to you for a moment?
Certainly.
Yes, I'm from the New York Times. Mm. I've been sent. I understand that you claim the world is coming to an end on Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
How do you have this information?
It came to me in a vision. It was a revelation to me.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe your vision?
Well, it was the statement, the world is going to end on Wednesday, more or less. There was no picture of anybody, but the words themselves were firmly imprinted.
In your mind?
Oh, no. It was an external vision. They were, like, written across the sky.
Really?
Yes.
But nobody else saw it?
Well, no, it was my vision.
And any particular time on Wednesday?
3:30.
3:30?
Mm-hmm.
3:30 New York time?
Well, give a minute here or there. I guess the vision, I had the vision in New York, so, gee, I think, yes, 3:30 New York time.
So that whatever time corresponds around the world, it would just...
Yes, that will be it.
It's happening everywhere at once.
Yes, oh yes, the whole world will go together.
Now, have you had any visions before?
No, I haven't. It's my first vision.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything, Miss Fisk, that you'd like to add for the story? What are you going to try to do before Wednesday at 3:30 if you feel the world will end then?
Well, I'm going to try to get the laundry done, and, very much the same things I would do.
Really, just go on with everything.
Well, there's not much else you can do when the world's going to end, you know.
How have your neighbors reacted?
Well, some of them, of course, are too frightened to accept it or try to make it into a joke, and some of them are quite panic-stricken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I certainly hope for your sake that the world does end Wednesday at 3:30, or there'll be a lot of people furious at you.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed.